Penguin Audio presents Fall of Giants by Ken Follett. Read by Dan Stevens. 22nd of June, 1911. On the day King George V was crowned at Westminster Abbey in London, Billy Williams went down the pit in Aberawyn, South Wales. The 22nd of June, 1911 was Billy's 13th birthday. He was woken by his father patting his cheek.
4 o'clock,
Da said. Then he left the room, his boots banging on the staircase. Today, Billy would begin his working life by becoming an apprentice collier, and he was determined not to make a fool of himself. David Crampton had cried on his first day down the pit, and they still called him Die Crybaby, even though he was 25 and the star of the town's rugby team. It was midsummer, and a bright early light came through the small window. Lying beside him, Grandpa was awake. He said old people didn't sleep much. Billy got out of bed, pulled the pot from under and took off the lid. As Billy was using the pot, he looked out of the window. All he could see was the slag heap, a slate-grey mountain of waste from the coal mine, mostly shale and sandstone. A gentle breeze wafted fine black dust off the slag onto the rows of houses. Inside the room there was even less to look at. This was the back bedroom, a space just big enough for the single bed, a chest of drawers, and Grandpa's old trunk. One door led to the stairs, the other to the front bedroom. It had space for two beds. Da and Mam slept there, and Billy's sisters had too, years ago. The eldest, Ethel, had now left home, and the other three had died, one from measles, one from whooping cough, and one from diphtheria. There had been an older brother, too. Wesley had been killed underground by a runaway dram, one of the wheeled tubs that carried coal. Billy pulled on his shirt. It was the one